To all the distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, teachers, parents, students, it's a great honour for me to be here to share this important occasion with you all. Not only am I the member for Ryde, and obviously the Polish School has its heart here in Ryde, initially here through Macquarie University and then as hosted with Erica's school at North Ryde Public School, which is my mum's old school, and the Premier's old school. So it's a great school, and they really are now part of our community and have been part of our community for 30 years. But also as a Minister of the Government of New South Wales, as Minister for Finance, and as the former Minister for Multiculturalism, I realise how important language is. Indeed, when I was Minister for Aboriginal Affairs for 4 years, of all the issues we dealt with in the Aboriginal community, the most important thing that I think we did was try to revitalise Aboriginal languages, because it is so critical for so many reasons. I really enjoyed watching the videos, and particularly the videos that were anchored in the 1980s, because I saw hairstyles there that reflected my hairstyle now, and I thought, oh, something's never changed. But apart from that, listening to the students being interviewed about why they enjoyed the language school, and whilst I didn't understand everything, I got a flavour of what they were saying, and one of the young men said he liked it because of the ability for family, the ability to travel overseas, the ability to learn more about the culture, whether it's dancing, food, you name it, poetry, song. But then he went on to say, and it connects me something to the effect to my grassroots. And I think that is the heart of it all. You see, what is the most important thing about learning language and everything that comes with that? It's about identity. And in a world where it is so easy to get lost, knowing your identity anchors you, and it gives you so much strength as you go through a very tumultuous world and sometimes lots of bumps and bruises along the way. So if you're anchored in your identity, you're going to find this path, this journey, much more pleasant, much more successful. So can I congratulate you? Not every school is great like this one. Trust me, I used to be the minister, I could see it all around. And trust me, I know in my own community, it is really hard to hold on to language and culture. And for 30 years is a phenomenal achievement. So I'd like to end on this note. I personally think that you only get success of this nature when you have extraordinary leadership, and leadership that is anchored in love. Love for community, love for service, labour of love. And in that, there's only one lady that I know, that's Elizabeth. So congratulations, Elizabeth. To all the children, to all the parents, to all the teachers that you have loved over the years and will continue to love for many, many more years, we are so lucky to have you. Thank you very much.